I'm speaking to you this morning from God's Word in the book called The Revelation. The Revelation chapter 1. Now, many mistakenly call this book Revelations, plural, but it is called The Revelation, verse 1, The Revelation of Jesus Christ, as is the whole Bible. Scripture says, they are they which testify of Him, of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the volume of the book, it is written of Christ, He said. It is the revelation, the only revelation. Revelation, not something you figure out, not something you discover, but something that is revealed to you, that God must reveal these things unto us by His Spirit. Verse 1 says, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants. It is God's will, God's purpose, God's gospel, God's truth, which God gave to Christ to show, to reveal to His servant, to His apostles, to His disciples, to His followers, those who serve His cause, who serve His glory, who serve His people. And our Lord Jesus Christ once said this. He said, I thank Thee, Father, that Thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. These things must be revealed. What thing? It says, to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. Down in verse 19, He told John, write the things which thou hast seen, the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now, this book, The Revelation, was written nearly 2,000 years ago. And He says in verse 19, to write the things which thou hast seen, that's things of the past, and the things which are, that's the things that were presently taking place 2,000 years ago, and the things which shall be hereafter. And verse 1 says, must shortly come to pass. The time is short. Paul one time said, the Lord will make short work in the earth. That was compared to the previous 4,000 years. So these are things which have taken place and which shall, or that is, very shortly, come to pass. This is not a book of all future events, but actually things that have already taken place. Most of the Word of God has already been fulfilled. And it says in verse 1 that He sent these things and signified, affirmed, confirmed, or as we might say, these things were signed, and yes, they were sealed, they are sealed, and delivered to His people through a preacher, to His churches through a preacher, in this case by John. He sent and signified these things by His angel, that's His Holy Spirit, unto His servant John. Verse 2, and John said, I bear record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. John bore record of the Word of God and the testimony, that is, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and things that he saw. As do all of God's true servants, all of God's true preachers. They bear record, first of all, of the Word of God, the truth of God, the truth as it is in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of his servants, all truly sent by God, having the Word of God revealed to them, Christ revealed in them, they preach the Word of God. They preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Word, Peter said, which we preach unto you, which by the gospel is preached unto you. And what did they see? It says, all things that we saw. John concluded in John 1, that which we have seen, that which our eyes have looked upon, our hands have handled, the Word of life. He's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. So John bore record of the Lord Jesus Christ, as do all of God's true preachers, for to have a knowledge of, a faith in, a love for, a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He that hath the Son hath life. Verse 3 says, blessed, blessed of God is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written, which are written therein, for the time is at hand. He said, blessed. Blessed is he that readeth, he or she that readeth. So few people read the Word of God. So few people even care. Even fewer people believe. Scripture says they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. They turn away their ears from the truth unto fables. And the world is full of false prophets that prophesy lies, and the people love to have it so. But how blessed! Blessed of God, chosen of God, the elect of God, who actually read the Word of God. You know, most people don't read the actual Word of God. There are so many translations of Scripture today. Perversions of Scripture. They're not different versions. They are perversions of Scripture. They don't even resemble the true Word of God as it was translated directly from the Hebrew and the Greek. And very few people read it. Very few people hear it preached in its authenticity, in its veracity, the truth of God's Word as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ, as fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word made flesh. Oh, but blessed, blessed is he that readeth, and he that hear the words, hear the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And keep. Oh, how blessed are they who keep, who lay hold of, who buy the truth and sell it not, who keep his commandments, who do what he says, and follow him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The time is at hand. The time is short. Redeem the time. Redeem it. John said in verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him, from Christ, which is, which was, which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne. John is writing by direction, by command of God himself, the Spirit of God, to the seven churches. Throughout this book it says, hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is where God makes himself known. This is to whom God makes himself known. His redeemed, his elect, his people who are his sheep and are brought into the fold, which is the church of the living God, the church which he redeemed with his own precious blood. The church, this is where the truth is known. This is where you'll hear the gospel. And these things are written and given to the churches. And he says, grace unto you and peace from him. All grace, all peace comes from God. He's the God of all grace. Peace comes by Jesus Christ, who has made peace unto his people, who made peace by the blood of his cross, who died for his people. Jesus Christ did not die for all mankind. He died for his sheep. He died for his people. And he made peace for them by the blood of his cross. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. Whoever Jesus Christ died for, he paid for their sin. It's not left up to man to make the blood effectual. Oh, no. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, put away the sin, all the sins of all of God's people, past, present, and future. This is the saving, sovereign grace of God and the peace which Jesus Christ made on Calvary's tree for his people, for his churches. And it's from him, which is, verse 4 says, he is, he was, and he is to come. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God who changeth not. God said, I am the Lord, I change not. His purpose doesn't change, his will doesn't change, his covenant doesn't change. His mercy endureth forever. Whoever he loves, he loves forever. And Christ is God. Jesus Christ is God. He was, he is, and he is to come. Verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Now, it says three things about the Lord Jesus Christ. It says He's the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. The faithful witness. That is the one who came from God with the Word of God, the truth of God, to tell us of God. Christ said, no man knoweth the Father but the Son. Neither knoweth any man the Son, but he to whom the Father will reveal, and vice versa, whom the Son will reveal. No man, no man. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Jesus Christ was there in the beginning with God. He is the faithful witness, and he came from God. He came from God to bear witness of God, to bear witness of the truth, to tell us about God, to tell us about man, to tell us about salvation. And this is what he summed it up by saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's a faithful saying from the faithful witness, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says he's the first begotten of the dead. People might say this, if someone would just come back from the grave and tell us what's out there, well, he did, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one to ever come back from the dead and tell us all things. In verse 18, he says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. He's the faithful witness, the first begotten, risen from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. He's the prince. That means he's the principal one. He's the chief one. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He says, and it says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. That is his people. He washed them from their sins in his own blood. And verse 6, it says, he made us kings and priests unto God. A royal priesthood. Kings, that is, his sons of the king. Princes and priests, that is, servants in the tabernacle, the true tabernacle, servants in his church, servants of his glory, servants of his kingdom, and his Father, priest unto God the Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever, it said. Christ reigns and rules, and of his rule there is no end. What do you say to that? It says in verse 6, Amen. That's what all the people of God say to the worship and truth of God in Christ. Amen. Behold, verse 7, he cometh with clouds. The Lord Jesus Christ ascended, and a cloud took him away and covered him. And there is but a thin veil between us and him. And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, crucified him, and all kindreds shall wail, all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Old people today say, oh my God, and blasphemy, taking his name in vain. And they'll all say that when they see him then, but not his people. They will say, oh my God has come for me. Even so, amen. What do you say to these things? Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen.